Time with Hope Pajeski. Hope, let's talk a little bit about your harvest experiences this year. You told me that you've just wrapped up.
Yeah, we started on the 11th, but we only cut for 2.5 days then, and then it started raining. So we've been cutting for the last week, and we finished last night right about dark.
And give me your overall feeling about, you know, how things went.
We were pretty pleased this year on as far as the yield and test weights. Our yields were probably averaging around 44 bushels per acre, and we had good test weights on most of it. One variety better than the other, but pretty good on both of them. And because of all the concern about protein with some of the other producers, I had both of our varieties tested, and they both tested pretty good. I had 11.9 and 12.6 on the two varieties, so I'm pretty happy with that. I just wish the prices were better.
Really? What varieties did y'all end up going with this year?
We have Duster and Endurance.
So you stayed with the two OSU developed varieties then?
Yeah, they meet our needs very well. They graze well. They're acid soil tolerant because we have some landlords that aren't good about liming their ground. Mm-hmm. And so, and they yield well, so they meet all the needs that we have, and we've been very pleased with both of them.
Now, we've heard a lot of talk about the dockage issues this year. Did you all have much of a problem with dockage?
We had very low dockage numbers, but some, and obviously it was a little bit different than it has been in the past with the elevators. So that was a little something for my father-in-law to get used to, that we were having that deducted every time. But pretty low numbers, although we have a little bit more trouble getting Duster to thrash completely than we do with Endurance. So our, for some reason, I don't know why, on one of our combines, so we had a little higher dockage numbers on the Duster than the Endurance.
So it just had a little more trash with it.
Yeah, it was, you know, just a little bit of the outer husk that didn't quite go away with that particular variety, but no big issues.
So sounds like overall it went pretty smoothly given the weather break.
Yeah, it really, after we got done with that rain and got back in the field, everything went pretty smoothly. We didn't have too many major breakdowns this year. Everything went smoothly, and we were actually surprised at how fast we got it cut off.